My childhood dreams resembled red construction paper pasted on white cardboard. I can still picture a little report I made for career day in first grade. We had to show our class what profession we wanted to have, who we thought we could eventually become when we grew up. For me, there was no question. I wanted to be a lawyer. My mother and grandmother had inspired this ambition by regularly watching Perry Mason reruns on CBS. The black and white television show starred Raymond Burr as a brilliant defense lawyer working in Los Angeles. Each episode involved a different crime and trial and was memorably named after a case, such as the case of the moth-eaten mink and the case of the polka dot pony. The mystery of every plot and the creative ways Perry Mason battled for justice ignited my young mind. I would watch riveted. I daydreamed about walking into a courtroom under a sharp fedora. I could be a smooth lawyer, like Perry one day, I felt. I've always been a dreamer. I grew up in Baltimore's Park Heights, son of a working middle-class family. Our duplex didn't have much of a yard. My father was a full-time pastor and somehow a full-time truck driver. My mother worked for the Maryland State Lottery until she decided to stay at home full-time with me and my three siblings. I had every right to dream, and Park Heights made dreaming easy. I loved my neighborhood. Every corner was lively, each with its distinct sound. On one corner, you could hear the trash talk of old men playing checkers outside the row houses. Then just a block down the street, you could hear hip-hop music coming from someone's stoop with young men arguing over a game of dice. I was inspired by those simple echoes. But sometimes the beautiful noise was silenced by the crashing cries that came from other corners in my neighborhood, corners that weren't so safe, cries of crime and violence. Those dueling reverberations were normal where I grew up. Kids played outside either until the street lamps came on or until sirens sent everyone indoors. Though we inevitably had rough elements to deal with, such as the drug corners around us, the attics that occupied them, or the violence that took place, sometimes right in front of us, I still didn't have a problem dreaming big. In those clattering moments, I would sit in my grandmother's kitchen, sneaking two hot bites of some of her famous gumbo from the pot bubbling on the stove, and listen to her talk about her heroes. My grandmother loved not only watching Perry Mason on television, but also talking about a real lawyer from Baltimore. Thurgood Marshall studied law at Howard University and graduated first in his class. After Howard, Marshall opened a private practice firm in Baltimore. He was the first African-American member of the U.S. Supreme Court and served on it for 24 years until 1991. He also just so happened to have grown up not so far away from Park Heights. In 1954, while chief counsel for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Thurgood Marshall served as chief attorney in a landmark case before the Supreme Court. It was one of the greatest and most meaningful court decisions in U.S. history. Simply, Brown versus Board of Education declared that racial segregation in public schools was unconstitutional. It became one of the cornerstones of the civil rights movement, beginning a new but still deeply complicated period in American life.